50-year-old John Chevalier has been involved in the auto body business since he was 18. After managing dealerships over the years, he now owns the largest independent collision repair service in Ogden, Utah. He says he's conscious of the air quality issues associated with the chemicals he uses to fix vehicles. And Chevalier says he's mitigated those issues over the years.
Even standing in here with the paint going, you hardly even smell any paint or see any paint because it dissipates through the filter system, you know. And we're not putting very much of it in the air anyway. We're using very low pressure. So most of the stuff we're spraying is going on the vehicle instead of into the air.
According to the new state implementation plan Utah must approve by mid-December, Chevalier's business and others like it will now have to regularly track how much paint they buy, how much paint they spray, and measure the amount of vapors those paints release into the air. Chevalier says he doesn't have a problem complying with the new law. He's concerned with being penalized if he exceeds the limit the state has set.
If you're busy and business causes you to generate more volume, and then there's a penalty. How do you pay for that penalty?
One of the new rules would require body shops and bakeries, for example, be fined up to $4,000 for exceeding the limit on VOCs, or volatile organic compounds, released into the air. Chevalier says a $4,000 fine could cost someone their job.
Bakeries are going to lay people off. Body shops are going to cut back. It's basically a tax that's going to affect the economy.
Chevalier expressed his concerns online about the proposed regulations during a 30-day public comment period. Right now, residents of the Wasatch Front counties have to get their cars tested every other year when they renew their license tags. But Cache County Council member Craig Peterson says that's too much for Cache County. Peterson claims Cache County's air quality is only bad for a few days each winter, and he says the program would cost $1 million a year for only a slight improvement in air quality.
So even though it's been used in other places, we're not convinced that that's a prudent policy for us.
Cache County has endorsed a voluntary testing program that would give those who choose to participate a sticker to put in the back window. Those who choose not to get their vehicles tested would not be allowed to drive on bad air days. Peterson acknowledges that would be a tough sell to the Federal Environmental Protection Agency.
What we're looking for is some type of a compromise. And I should mention, too, you know, that if this comes to a confrontation between Cache County and the EPA, we know we're going to lose. The EPA holds the trump cards. The EPA could ultimately come in and they could impose an emissions testing program on us.
Mara Honenberg studies meteorology and atmospheric science at the University of Utah. She says while the new rules are a good first step, they're not addressing Utah's unique problem.
Really, to bring us into attainment, we need to focus on when the air quality is actually the worst, which is during the inversion periods.
Honenberger says the state failed to include episodic controls in the plan, like reducing speed limits and having stricter rules for refineries and mining operations, specifically on bad air days.
Our city is not set up for everyone to be taking public transportation. But if during these inversion periods we allowed free ridership, say, on UTA, and we were able to take some people off the roads, then that would help to limit pollution during those specific times.
State air quality officials admit the plan won't bring the state into compliance with the EPA immediately. They'll likely apply for multiple extensions, which are permissible under federal guidelines. That's the issue Kristen Urey has with the plan. She's a licensed social worker in Salt Lake City.
I have a serious problem when people in the state believe that we can't do better than we're already doing.
As a social worker, Urey often sees children who struggle to breathe at the height of the inversion season. She says most of those children are from low-income families who live in some of the most polluted areas along the Wasatch Front.
And many of those families are without vehicles. So number one, they're not contributing to the pollution with their vehicles, but they're also riding the bus, they're walking significantly, taking children to and from school.
Urey finds Utah's poor air quality to be more and more a socioeconomic problem that needs action now. Bryce Bird is director of the Division of Air Quality. He says what the EPA is requiring of the state is a tough standard to meet and will require about a 30% reduction in daily emissions along the Wasatch Front.
But we need to do it in a way that impacts industry, the community, the transportation sector as little as possible.
Although the plan must be submitted to the EPA by December 14th, Byrd says the state has until 2014 to bring itself into compliance and can then petition the EPA for one-year extensions until 2019. But he says the state has to show continued progress each year.
So we can't just say we're going to keep the emissions as they are and then fix everything in 2019. It has to kind of be a glide slope between where we are and where we're meeting the standard.
Regarding emissions testing in Cache County, Byrd says the board believes it has the authority to move forward with the mandatory program, but is evaluating all options. KUER's Dan Bomas contributed to this report. I'm Whitney Evans, KUER News.